closer.
There's a big snake in the plane, Jock! Oh, that's your slump pet snake, Reggie! I hate snakes, Jock! I hate them!
Come on, show a little backbone, will ya?
No! No good! Stop! Not good! What are you doing? You burned all the food, the shade, the rum!
Yes, the rum is gone.
Why is the rum gone?
One, because it is a vile drink that turns even the most respectable men into complete scoundrels. Two, that signal is over 1,000 feet high. The entire Royal Navy is out looking for me. Do you really think that there is even the slightest chance that they won't see it?
But why is the rum gone?
I do not like rock and roll music. It is too loud. I like folk music. Soft, nice music. Huh? Polka? Waltz? Anything?
If you value your sanity, don't go in the house. If you believe in evil, don't go in the house.
Oh, God.
Because the people who live there aren't people anymore. Don't go in the house. But if you do, don't say we didn't warn you.
You know how sometimes you say you're gonna do stuff and like you end up not doing stuff, and then you say you're gonna do that stuff like next weekend, and next weekend turns into like a damn month? Yeah, that's how it's been. Your wait is finally over. That is, if you've been waiting for another one of these goofy damn shows. Awesome Cats and Semi-Live from the historic podcast district of Security, Colorado. Here come all your favorite dumbasses. The Jew Warrior, Justin Carmichael. Red Rum Radio's Jason Ozen. Heather Knight from Matt and Spam. And voted least likely to become a tightrope walker in his junior high newspaper, the host of the show, Derek Knight from SonOfCheese.com, with the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
It is. The Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. As I... you know, I just haven't sat in front of this board for a while. I grabbed the wrong freaking level pot. It's like, am I completely retarded? Yes! I'm Derek Dye from SonOfCheese.com. With me on my right, immediately to my right, is Jason Ozant.
Hello.
Of RedRumRadio.com fame.
Yeah.
Who sadly has given up the demon liquor. Did you get trashed for your show last night? Is that what precipitated
a little,
that?
A little too trashed.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Did you not wake up in the same bed as your wife?
That would have been a great story, wouldn't it?
That would have been.
No.
And I love it when you bring stories. So if you want to make it up, you can.
I'll work on that. But,
okay.
No, I'm for now just taking a little time off from it.
That's admirable. If not,
maybe another hour.
Just I was about to say, just before you go home. My sister Heather from Added Spam joined us.
Hello.
Of course, and I've got a whole lot of what the fuck to ask you, but let's just introduce you first. The Jew Wario of Jew Wario fame, Justin Carmichael, he of the god awful hat and those pink Converse. How are you anyway?
I'm doing great.
It's wonderful, wonderful that you joined us. And I'm just going to go right. What the fuck?
What?
No, really.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I know. What the fuck, dude? What is this Kickassia?
Oh, Kickassia.
Is this what you went to Reno for?
Yes.
Okay, so it's all out in the open now because the freaking pictures are on Facebook.
And it'll have already aired at least an episode or two by the time this goes up.
So. This is going up tonight.
Oh, yeah. So it'll be up.
Okay.
It'll be up.
All right. So tell me, what the F is this crap that I'm seeing on your Facebook?
Well,
start from the beginning. You were sent out to Reno. Why?
Well, that guy with the glasses started 2 years ago in April. And Doug Walker and his brother, Rob, and a couple of Mikes, Mike Ellis and Mike Michaud, and Bargov, they all started a website called That Guy with the Glasses, where they were going to show video game videos, movie reviews,
yeah.
And they were all going to be silly and done and hosted by Doug Walker, who is the Nostalgia Critic.
Okay.
Okay. 1 year ago, they celebrated their 1 year anniversary, and they got everybody who contributed to That Guy with the Glasses to go to Chicago. They paid for them. They paid their flights.
That's...
They paid for them to stay up in hotels for a week.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And that's why they now are called Channel Awesome.
Nice. Well, there you go. That makes sense.
And they did a brawl with the angry video game nerd in there as well.
Okay.
He was a friend of the show.
Okay. And this angry video game nerd is an established personality in the nerd world?
Yes, and he does angry video game reviews of crappy, shitty games, and he'll He'll come up with long verbal expletives.
I have watched him. I think I watched him review the Nintendo Glove.
Yeah.
And so that, yeah, that was a good one.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
No, really, it's really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was a friend of the show, and so they invited him to be in this brawl.
Okay.
Well, then it got really great reviews, and people started thinking, oh, well, this is a great way for there to be lots of cross-contributing in videos and things. So we'll really make plans for our next video. So they weren't able to take everybody, but they chose 20 people to go to Reno. And
you were one of the 20 because
I was one of the 20
probably because of your hat.
Well, and because I do a lot of videos,
right.
And I'm putting stuff up almost every single week on the site. So
yeah.
They wanted people who put up a lot of stuff all the time. And we spent a week in Reno in a very nice, hotel casino.
Yeah. Go ahead and give them a plug because, you know. What the hell?
It's called the Atlantis Casino.
Oh, okay.
One of the bigger ones.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah. Very nice people. Very nice everything.
All underwater?
All underwater.
Yeah.
We had to wear scuba goggles to get to the elevators and to do blackjack. Fortunately, Craps was on the second level with the sea anemone.
Yeah.
So,
I like the fact that you ran with it. I was just like, I want to see how far you'll go.
So, and then we went to a micronation, and all any of us had known up to about 3 days before we flew away. And
yeah.
All they had told us was, we are going to invade a micronation.
Now, a micronation, for you kids that don't know, would be somebody who's decided that they don't want to pay any more taxes, and they start their own little sovereign nation out in the patch of fucking desert. At least that's the impression I get.
Yes.
Okay.
And there's lots of little laws that you have to abide by. I guess you have to own the land. You have to. And the place isn't very big. The place was called Molossia.
Yeah.
And the
originally.
And the president, Baugh, was the nicest guy in the world. I mean, he was
really?
Just
so he's gentle. Got that title. He's got a title belt hanging on his wall. Nicest guy in the world.
Right.
Not just a client, but he's a president. Okay.
And it was.
There was a pageant
to our house, and it was so nice. And
well, so nice
for about.
What do you give like a back
days.
Rub? You've got like this dreamy look in your eyes.
No, well, think about it. You've got an acre of land, a big backyard.
Yeah.
You've got really weird neighbors.
Apparently.
But, you know, very nice, you know, because they don't complain about the people screaming as they're marching up and down the street with fake machine guns and everything. And he opened his house to 20 people to film a movie for 4 days.
Okay.
From 7:30 to 7:30.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Okay.
And so we filmed this movie. It's about an hour and a half long when
you
put them all together, called Kickassia. And we invaded his home and his his country, called it Kickassia for a couple of days.
Yeah. And is this at all based on this movie that's out now called Kickass?
No, it had nothing to do with
nothing to do with it.
Nothing at all.
I was about to say, you people glom onto this stuff so quickly.
It was just a...
You people.
Yeah, it was just a bad coincidence.
Okay. I was about to say, because I did see like somebody dressed in the green thing, and then kind of like a green thing that the green
thing
the movie, because I've only seen previews. I don't know anything about this movie. You've seen it, though, right?
I've seen it twice.
Yeah. Twice?
Mm-hmm.
Was it that good?
It was good. Yeah.
Was it like the best thing ever?
No.
Okay. What is the best thing ever?
Dr. Horrible.
Oh, God.
No, the best movie ever is My Man Godfrey.
That's a pretty good movie. I don't know if I would go so far as to say it's the best movie ever. I don't even think it's the best movie William Powell's ever made, but it's pretty good.
My Little
It's your movie of the moment. Yeah.
Lasted for quite a while.
That's not bad.
I know.
We got sidetracked, though.
Are you done telling us about
about all the shenanigans and goings on in Kikassia?
Well, yeah. I mean, that was pretty much it. We spent 4 days filming in Molossia. We spent another 2 in the hotel room, and then we were given a day where we could do cross videos and do other things. I did a couple of videos together with a couple of other people. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I was filling in for you at Pub Quiz saying you were burying hookers in the desert, that really wasn't that far from the truth.
It wasn't that far from the truth.
Okay.
Except for the hookers.
Yeah. Well, they lived. Anyway.
So when and where will we be able to see this?
You can go to thatguywiththeglasses.com.
Is it already up?
Yeah. It's going to be already. Yeah. Well, by the time this goes up, yes, it will already be up. And yeah, it'll be a 6, I think they're separating it into either 5 or 6 parts, and then there'll be like a little commentary going on later on, I think. But and this will also be the week that the contributing videos will be going up too as well. So very exciting.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Wow. See, he's famous.
A lot of people.
He comes to my house to do this little podcast, and he's actually famous. He's I mean, really, there's people in like faraway lands that draw fan art of him.
Really?
There's
love your alter ego. What is that? Yankee J?
Yankee J, yeah.
Yankee J, or whatever the hell that is.
Yankee, a Yankee in Japan is, imagine a juvenile delinquent from his high school, long black jacket, huge pompadour.
Yeah.
And just biker badasses, you know, and that's who he's kind of emulating. He is he is my badass personality.
Yeah.
And he's even,
I like how you say that so good. He's my badass personality.
And he's in the video too. There was actually a scene, and it's probably already shown right now by the time anybody listens to this, but we were doing our initial raid onto Molossia, and the President Ball was shooting cannonballs at us, and there was one scene where I was holding a baseball bat because that's the weapon I chose from the mass of weapons that we could choose from.
Yeah,
and they said, "Ooh, Justin, why don't you have Yankee J hit a baseball bat? Hit the cannonball back with the baseball bat." And I'm like, "Okay," he yells action, and I walk up like I'm a badass. I look, here comes a cannonball. And I swing.
And miss?
No. They film it, and people start applauding. I guess the baseball bat came close enough to the ground that it whipped up a little bit of the dust, and it just looked really good.
Yeah,
and then
nice.
When they put the cannonball being hit back, oh my God, you're the best character here. Because
nice.
You hit a cannonball back.
There you go. Well, see, there you go. Now, not only are you a star in the world of geekdom, but you are the best character there. Well, wherever there is, you're the best character.
And they gave me great lines. And you'll appreciate this. They made me play the fool.
Wonderful.
So,
because you never do that here.
No, never. my wife read the script and she went, "Wow, they really nailed you, didn't they?" Yeah, they pegged me pretty close there. we heard gunshots.
Wait,
did
I know
it come
this is
from a gun.
I know this is.
I know this is usually Felicia, but now it's Jennifer. Oh my God, they totally nailed you. They totally dug into your brain, and we're like, oh my God, this is totally what Justin would say. I'm gonna go write a book now. Okay, bye.
There you go. Visit from Jennifer.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry. We'll have a visit from Felicia later.
Really?
Sure.
Forward to it.
I'll just pitch it down a little bit. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. I mean, it's wonderful. It's neat that you're getting so much exposure and recognition for this because it's something that you love to do, and it's obviously something you're good at. Because otherwise,
finally.
Well, the way I see it, I mean, you're getting you, but you know your audience. I mean, you are in tune with those motherfuckers. That's all I've got to say. I have no idea what it is you do, but I know that people love you. That's all I can say. I think that's high praise. That's about as high praise as you can get coming from me. Well, I don't know what you do, but it's obviously right.
Well, here's hoping, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and do 2 videos a week.
Wow.
Yeah, I want to do a You Can Play This every week, and I want to do something else.
Yeah.
Either the gaming pipeline or something else. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I really want to try and get this to be.
Yeah. And speaking of videos, you've asked me to be in one of yours, and I'm so flattered. And sadly, the camera adds like a ton of pounds, so I'm really, really worried about that. It's the only thing I'm worried about. But what is it that we're going to be doing? Or do you not want to like say it?
Well,
you don't want to give away
too
the secret.
Much, okay. But
you can go ahead and just say why you chose me.
It will involve a hockey mask.
Wonderful.
And,
turn around. It's right there on the wall.
Perfect.
I've got one
on the wall. Absolutely. But yeah, a hockey mask and a graveyard.
Well, there you go. Two of my favorite things. It's like that. It's like, what is that? The Sound of Music. These are some of my favorite things. So yeah, I can see why you asked me to actually be a part. Finally. I mean, I'm not saying anything, but finally. But yeah, I'm always up for nonsense.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Always.
Yeah. So speaking of nonsense.
Oh, you look at me. I'm nonsense.
You've given up the booze. I mean, I'm going back to that. You've given up the booze.
No, it's not exactly like there's a predetermined time frame that I'm going to be giving up the booze. When you wake up as hungover as I did this morning, you kind of make rash decisions about drinking.
Jason?
Oh, dear.
Where is the dog? Where are my 2 children? And why are all my thongs out in the tree?
Baby, do I need a lawyer to answer that question?
I'm not going to file papers yet. I just want some answers, Jason.
It wasn't me. See, the dog and the kids, they were in the underwear drawer. And
you are a 36-year-old man. Blaming the dog is something that I will accept when you are 19.
I wasn't there, dear.
How drunk did you get last night?
Terribly.
Do you even remember what you did when you came to bed?
Do you?
I do! And that's
I bet you're going to tell me now, too.
Anyway, if you clean up all the thongs and put them back in the drawer they go in, I'll forget about this mess, but you better give up the booze, Mr. Ozant, or my name will be back to Johnson!
See, Derek, how'd you know?
Is that how it went down?
Being out there at 7 a.m. pulling thongs out of a tree will make you not want to drink anymore.
Well, you know, anytime that you've done something and you realize later that, wow, I've got to do a lot of work to fix that, I can see why you'd maybe give it up. Just a thought. So you're giving it up for a little while, at least an hour.
Yeah, at least an hour.
Yeah. And
maybe two.
So was last night a joint? Is that why?
No, it was booze. Didn't you hear him? No.
It's just, wait, I've got that somewhere. Oh, my God. You know what? Say something. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
So it was last night a joint show?
No, it wasn't a joint show last night.
It was the best show ever.
Well, when Adriano was doing his show, he does the same thing. He were drinking along with his show. And
right, sure. It's like a game.
I just got a little carried away. And, you know, I love to make this excuse, but it doesn't make any.
Crown Royal Black?
Yeah.
I've heard good things. So.
It's good things. And it's 90 proof versus 80 proof. I don't know if
Bring any today? Epic fail.
Next time.
There you go. So you're just drinking along with Adriano. Things got out of hand.
Yeah,
and the next thing you know, there's goats in the studio.
By the goats, tigers, and, you know,
tigers.
Bears. Oh, my.
Wow. You're brave.
But by the time I got behind the microphone, I was already pretty lit up, and I was just like, oh, ready to go. And
nice.
Yeah. It was almost, the last half hour of the show was almost done from the floor.
Nice. So. Wow. I have never, ever. I mean, one time, I have thrown up after drinking one time, and I still blame bad prime rib. But I think that night I had 17 individual drinks. And that's a lot of drinks, even for a man of my carriage. I mean, I'm a man of larger carriage, and I can handle a certain amount of booze, but 17 individual drinks is a lot, I think, for anybody, even Andre the Giant. So
who
that
is
was
dead.
Who is dead now? You know why? Drank too goddamn much. But, well, it's just, it's how it is. So you're giving up booze. Sad. I mean, really, a black day. I'm going to call this Black Sunday moving forward.
I'm about as committed to that as
as what?
I don't have an example at the moment.
Committed to our marriage.
That was just a really quick hit. She was in and out. Like I should have like a door sound.
That was like a drive-by Felicia.
It was. She threw fruit. Yeah. Oh wait. No. Oh, sad. No. This isn't a door at all. This is her falling down the stairs. This is what happened last night.
That was me. Actually.
Was that you?
That was me.
Okay.
Coming up the stairs and then going back down.
Got it. Okay. So, well, that's actually, well, you know, I admire you for getting that trashed in the first place. And then I admire you for coming back around and saying, you know, that was too much. I'm getting too old for this kind of crap.
Like I said, don't know how long it'll last.
Because,
you know, my motto is kind of, you know, stay fit, eat healthy, die anyway. So.
Yes. And yet you're still the skinniest person in the room. You know what I have to say to that?
What?
Well, fuck you!
Richard effing Cheese.
Yes, I was going to just say it myself, but I figured Richard Cheese could say it with a little bit more savoir-faire.
Yeah.
So we've ignored you largely.
Largely, yes.
Largely through this podcast.
For a very long time, we adore you.
Aw.
Yes.
And he's nice.
Well, like nicest him. Person you'll ever meet, next to the president of Molossia.
That's
and
right.
Next to, Molossia. And next to Linkara. Linkara was, He's a man.
Okay, well, we'll go down your list of nice here in a bit.
Do you need a passport to go to Molossia?
It we're says still, you do, you don't, but it says you do.
We're still largely ignoring you.
Yes,
but
that's
we'll,
fine.
But we'll get to you. What have you been up to?
I'm on summer break for 2 more weeks.
For sure.
Wow. And Woo. You know what? Belying not only your knight heritage and your wide field education, you actually did what?
I got a 4.0.
You got a 4.0, including what? Acing a math final?
Getting 100% on a gateway exam that very few people have ever gotten 100% on.
That's, you know what?
Out of everybody that ever took the test.
That's actually very impressive. Awesome. I am impressed because, I mean, knowing that when you were in high school, you got the F in math.
I did.
I got the D in math because the teacher was grading on a curve. 59.9% was a D that week. And so I was able to pass math where she failed. But you've turned your life around. This is a success
Isn't
story.
Amazing?
Really?
Yeah,
this
so
is one of those feel-good movies. It's like where... Where the down and out person gets all of everything back, and I'm just so proud.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yay. Do I get a prize?
No. Oh. Pride. The flush of pride is pretty much the only prize I give out.
Fine.
Ever. I mean, if anybody says, let's bet, I'm like, okay, good. And if you win, you get a flush of pride because that's really all I have to offer.
I'll take it.
Yeah. So, wow. What else is there to talk about? Not much. I guess I just got done playing baseball. We lost 21-3.
Wow. 21.
That's a beating. Well, but we usually get beat. And usually when I go out to play this baseball, it's an old man's league. It's MSBL, which is Men's Senior Baseball League. It's actually a local chapter of a national organization. My goal is to not fuck up. And if I do fuck up, it's to not fuck up too bad. So today I got an RBI. I was 1-for-2, and I didn't have any errors. So, so we lose 21-3, but I can go home thinking, you know what? I tried to contribute. I did everything I possibly could.
And that's a win in your book.
It is a total win in my book because I got to play hockey this morning, baseball in the afternoon, and now we're podcasting. I have completely blown Sunday all to hell.
You got football after this, or...?
No, football doesn't start till August, so we're good. But, you're looking at me kind of crazy.
You're
looking at me with the crazy eyes.
Wah!
Yeah, no, I do officiate football, but that doesn't start till August.
A lot of activity for a Sunday.
Yeah, no, and yesterday was filled up with, kids' birthday parties. Holy.
Plural?
Yes, two kids' nice. Birthday parties. I think the first kid was 2 and the second kid was 3 and the second one was held at a McDonald's play place.
Oh, so Ooh. Much fun.
Oh, so sorry. My fucking God.
Why would they do that?
You know, I will say this.
They hate people.
I guess.
Well, I will say this. They're There's a lot of distractions for the kids. The food is right there. It's relatively cheap. And it made me remember why I didn't want to have kids in the first place. Because about halfway through, I'm like, you know, I love Max. There's no doubt about that. But this right here was what I was dreading more than anything. I mean, you know, Luke and Pat and Katie, you know, Luke is a great kid. Pat and Katie are great friends. And it was a fun time. But by God, three-year-old birthdays at the play place are just absolute chaos. And that's pretty much what this was. Absolute chaos. But we got to eat at the Mongolian Grill afterward. Yuan Palace. And was that a yawn or was that a yawn. Oh, okay, it was a yawn.
And a
aw. Oh, but have you ever eaten at a Mongolian barbecue?
Not in a long time, but...
Yeah. The best one that we found is in Grand Junction. It's called Genghis Grill. Now, it's a chain, and they had a location in Denver, and it failed. And so the closest location, there's apparently one in Albuquerque, so it's pretty much equidistant, but who wants to go to Albuquerque?
No. Really? Choice between Albuquerque and Junction.
Grand Junction, I can go golf, and we can go see people that we know. And Genghis Grill is really the best Mongolian Grill I've ever been to. And they opened a Mongolian Grill here in town on South Nevada, and it was horrible. A, it's not a grill. Everything's done in a wok. B, the meat is all pre-cooked, which is bullshit. You know, no, you have to hand, like,
yeah,
you have to fill up your bowl with meat, hand it to the guy with the sticks, and fucking cooks it up, right?
Right.
So it was not only an embarrassment, but it was an abomination. I will never go back, and I will use my considerable psychic powers to put them clean out of business, I swear to God.
Well, but, if it's as bad as you say, nature will take its course.
That's what I figure. I 3 to 6 months, 6 months max. But I got a recommendation from somebody on Facebook for... a place called Yuan Palace. It's been there for years, and it's on Arapahoe in Inglewood. And it sounded, and Ray, who will be on a future episode when we talk about food, he kind of took one for the team and went up and tried it on his own and reported back and said it's at least truly a Mongolian grill. And so, and here, you know, the wonderful thing about the iPhone is being able to look stuff up and get directions, you know, on the fly. And I kind of had an idea because I had looked at the map where it was. I pulled into the shopping center, couldn't find it. We're sitting in front of like a Taekwondo place, and I look it up, and it's telling me to go back on Arapahoe, go down 2 blocks, come back, and pull back in. And I'm like, I wonder if it's just around the corner. Yeah, I was sitting around the corner from it. I just couldn't see it. But it's actually run by Mongolians. Like, real live, no kidding, no fooling, wow. Mongolians. Mm. And, I mean, it's just efficient. It's small, and so you don't have all the choices that you do at the Genghis Grill, but it's good, and it's passable, and it at least is what a Mongolian grill or barbecue is supposed
good
to
eats
be.
Then, huh?
Yeah, I ate 2 big bowls, and that's why I'm eating nothing but Cliff Bars for the next month, because, God, I was so full. I was still full, like, at 10 this morning.
Jeez,
I even passed up the donuts and quiche at hockey. Which
what?
I know! I usually don't eat a donut ever, but passing up quiche,
yeah,
me passing up quiche is, yeah, that's an event. That's like you giving up drinking. So
wait. That's not fair.
It is totally fair. You are sitting in the co-host seat. That means I can say whatever I want.
Just pickled old Jay here.
Pickled old Jay. That's right. Well, it's amazing. I mean, have you dried out yet, or are you still just slightly drunk?
Well, smell my pores.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't smell any liquor.
That's too bad. I mean, really, maybe people will be like, wow, you changed cologne? No, I just stopped drinking.
Yeah.
I'm no longer leaking alcohol.
You don't
from
have
everywhere.
That sour smell anymore, Jay. You've done something different.
Something, yeah. Did you cut your hair? No, you stopped drinking. So. Wow, silence.
Ooh.
Nothing to offer.
Came quickly.
That's probably why we've been largely ignoring you.
Probably.
You're not helping.
I'm sorry, I almost ran over a squirrel on the way here.
Please tell me more.
Okay, I was coming down Main Street, and I'm in the lead of, like, 10 cars, and I'm zipping down Main Street, and you know how the little squirrel, they do the darting back and forth thing? Like,
squirrels are stupid.
Do I want to go? Do I want to go?
That's
oh, my God, oh, my
problem.
God, oh, my God. He decided to go.
Squirrels think, they think so fast that they make the wrong decision 5 times.
Oh, he made the wrong decision, yes. And I actually closed my eyes and waited for the thump. He made it.
Oh.
Ooh. I looked at my room and he's running into the yard across the street. I was like, holy fuck, he made it.
Or was he rolling?
No, he made it. There was no thump. There never was a thump, and he actually made it.
I almost hit a tiny dog on the way home.
That'd be worse.
stupid dog. It's like, it's like sauntering and staring at me, like daring me to flatten it. I'm like, you stupid little fucking dog. But of course, I didn't. You know,
I dare you.
I have a bit of a, yeah. It's like, maybe it, I bet it was a Chihuahua.
I challenge you.
Here, I'll tell you what. You be the Chihuahua. I'll be me. Dooty doo, dooty doo. Fucking dog.
Who are you? Do you challenge me? I kill you.
Can you at least walk a little fucking faster?
Fuck you.
Jesus fucking Christ. You know what? Next
you are
time,
a stranger.
Next time, you're fucking dead.
Try it.
That's right. Okay. That's I see that the video we're going to do soon is going to go very, very well. And this is actually going to be after kids. Now, is this quiz for charity that we're doing on Saturday?
This is...
it's the special lost quiz, but it is for... It's not to benefit any charity.
No. It's okay. It's winner take all.
Oh, wonderful. Even better. And how many teams are we expecting?
I'm thinking we're going to be expecting any over 25.
Wow.
Between 25 and 30, I don't think it'll so all the hold too many more.
Are upstairs, all the slots predetermined and taken then?
Not that I know of. Okay. I don't even know, but...
Well, you're the quizmaster.
Yeah.
In this. I mean, I'm just your scoring bitch. So what it is we're quizmasters with Geeks Who Drink. We do pub quiz. He's a regular pub quiz master, and I'm just a fill-in. And we're doing a special quiz, apparently, all about the show Lost. So talk about me going in with absolutely no preparation. I have never watched this show. But it's apparently all about Lost. Is it just a standard 8-round quiz?
You know, I don't know. They haven't sent it to me. I do know that it's going to be a little off. The second round is not going to be an audio round.
Ooh, well.
So it's going to be a little bit different, but it's $5 a head.
Yeah.
Still a maximum of 6 people per team. And it's going to be kind of interesting, you know. Chance to win $300.
Wow.
You know,
so if you've done nothing with your life other than watch Lost, you could walk away with $300 split 6 ways.
I could win $300.
Split 6 ways.
Yep. No.
You're just going to go in by yourself?
I would just go by myself and win it.
Yeah, or sure. However many people show up on your team. Yeah, if you're the only person.
Well, I would take Colin. He actually watched it too.
And you're comfortable with it.
2 o'clock on May 22nd, so Saturday, at Jack Quinn's Irish Ale House in Colorado Springs.
It's
going to
be on the top level.
Oh, it's upstairs. Mm-hmm. Hey, I've been up there. I've DJed a wedding up there.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
it's big.
It's roomy. It's sizable. That's good.
I wonder if it will be by the bar in the middle, or if we'll actually be far on the far end.
Boy, I guess we'll find out.
We'll find out.
Yes, we will. So that's going to be the Saturday next week, is we'll do that, and then we'll shoot this video that Justin doesn't want to give away the all the stuff about. So that's going to be tons of fun.
Yeah.
Big dark secret.
Big dark secret, but you know what? You'll see it eventually. Yep. I finally get to be a part of something. And this is Derek Dye from SonOfCheese.com. You've been listening to the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Joining us from RedRumRadio.com, the dry and sober Jason Ozant.
Mr. Pickle.
And my sister Heather from Mad and Spam.
See ya.
The Jew Wario himself, Justin Carmichael.
Shalom, my peeps.
And as always, fuck Montrose. We will be back again. Well, pretty much when we have the chance to. I would love to say, I will be back again next week, but it's been fucking, what, a month?
Yes.
So we will do our best. That's all I can promise.